Good afternoon. Welcome to the crypto market update. My name is Alan Wozni, and normally it's X528 is sponsoring this, but Mark, I want to let you to do the reins. But this Mark Magliocco with you've got a new name.
Salutations. No longer X528, although misleading because my background, Al's background, and my shirt all say X528. But we are pleased to announce that as of, well, this last week, we have we're wrapping up X528 as the project and embarking on a new endeavor called Swap Across. So we've teamed up with an influencer incubator called the Hourglass Collective. We've got some of the top influencers in crypto. Super excited to be working with these guys. Really, really pumped. Great bunch of guys. Big shout out to Jet, Coach K, Brian Evans. Solid guys. Crypto Psychonaut. We got some good peeps on
Well, they do,
behind us.
Mark. They do that Crypto Gem TV show. I don't know how many
Yeah,
episodes they've got,
the
but
next crypto gem.
the next Crypto Gem. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Pretty cool.
on
So
Amazon Prime.
good. Congratulations on signing up with the Hourglass Collective. That's
Yeah,
how
the
I.
Hourglass Collective. You said you watched an episode, right, of
We started
Connected?
it, and it
Yeah.
I was when as soon as you bop out of YouTube, you got to go back. So I'll get back into it. I'm going to probably unpack that on LinkedIn.
Yes,
But
send me a
Mark, so
link if you don't mind.
this is episode. We're on to now. I know for the benefit of the two watchers or listeners, this is episode 15 of our market update, and
Yep.
there's some pretty exciting times to talk about the market. And on that note, let's go right to the charts because I think you do a fantastic. I said this all that you do a fantastic job of unpacking the charts. So let's go right there.
Oh, thank you. I think maybe we should start with our. We got to get that pre-roll going, but
Oh,
this, yeah.
yes. Again, for the benefit of anybody who's watching, all discussions in this episode, past episodes, and any future episodes are for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as legal, business, investment, or tax advice. You, as a listener or a watcher or reviewer, should consult your own advisors as to those matters. References to any securities or digital assets are for illustrative purposes only and do not constitute an investment recommendation or offer to propose or provide investment advisory services. So, Mark, with no further ado, let's look
Thank
at the
you.
charts.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean it's basically do your own research. We're just here presenting stuff because we enjoy looking at the charts. So it's just a hobby that we're passionate about. Anyway, so getting right into it, just looking at Bitcoin as per usual, because I mean really Bitcoin leads the rest of the market. And like last week when we were talking, we said, all right, if it holds at 40,000, it's a good sign, right? Because it was kind of early in the week, so it was tough to tell, but it did hold. So you can see here, on the chart, if you look on the left,
It's bound.
this
It
little
bounced
box.
because it dipped to 40 something during the week, right?
So I'm looking at the weekly chart, but if I go to the daily chart here, and it's a little bit bunched, but you can see here, so it's kind of like a little bit hard to see because, but you see this green line here coming across. It's kind of like blurred with this black line, but you can see the green line coming across here. See,
Oh,
so
right. So it
that's the
went below.
21, yeah, so that's the 21 day moving average, and that's what I was looking at last week. And I think when we did the podcast, it was one of these days, and it was probably this day. And I was saying if it holds at 40,000, which it has, so you can see it's found support every day here. The low has always
That's
been
right.
hitting the 21-day moving average, which has been around 40,000. So it looks like it's found support at about 40,000, which is a good sign. And now looking at the weekly chart, you can see, and even like I'm looking at weekly, but I'm gonna go to the monthly, and you can see it's just like popping. Look at this, like the last 3 months has just exploded. It has just been ripping. So massive bullish signs, and I think a lot of this has to do with those ETF approvals, like those spot Bitcoin ETF approvals that are apparently supposed to be approved in January. So I'm assuming like a lot of this is coming from institutional investors that are now piling in, picking up Bitcoin before these spot ETFs are getting approved. But it's a massive bullish signal for Bitcoin. And I think like you can just see the last like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. These have all been like bullish weeks. The last 2 months have been bullish weeks every week. This last week was the only bear week. You can see it's red here. So that just means that the closing price of the week was below the opening price of the
Of
week.
the
So that's why
previous,
it's red. If it's green, it means that the closing price was higher than the opening price for the week. So, and I mean, it wasn't even like significantly less, right? You can see it. So
No.
it's really bullish signals. It's just kind of cooling off a bit here, which is normal. And I think I would assume, just like I would not assume, but I would guess, I would hesitate a guess to say that next week, probably going to see the same thing. I would say a sideways week just because it has been so hot. And again, like last time I said that it popped again anyway that week, but
Yeah.
I think we're going to see another sideways week, probably coming in between the ranges again of like 41 to 46,000, somewhere in those ranges. You know, it's going to go up, it's going to come down, but I think it's like just sideways, going to trend up until Christmas. And then we'll see what happens at the end of next week. But my guess, if I was to look into this invisible crystal ball that I don't have, I want to say 41,000 to 46,000 in that
Yeah.
range probably is going to be trading. And then we'll see what it closes the week at, but that would be my guess. But yeah, exciting times. I mean, overall, massive bullish signals. And I think when those
What
spot
is that,
ETFs
Mark? You
get,
said the RSI, that's the relative strength index. What's that sitting
yep,
at now? 50, 81?
81. If for the week, it's sitting at 81. And it's funny because you can see last week. So look at the RSI for last week. It was 90. And
Yeah.
what did I was saying last week, when you see RSI at 90 or above, that's like a clear signal that it's been overbought, right? So
Overbought.
you're going to see a come down. And sure enough, the following week, we saw it sell down, right? So there is like some merit to these indicators. They don't, it's not like a, you know,
Hard and fast.
100% success rate, right? But there is like a, you know, some merit to them.
So
So
by contrast, Mark, what is the bot? Like if it's oversold, what would that number be? Like 20, 30? What is the number?
20, 30, they usually say 70, 30 are the ranges. I think
Okay.
80, 20 is like probably more realistic, but anything over 90 and anything below 20, it's definitely like, oh, anything over 90 is like massively overbought and it's like imminently due for a correction.
The correction, yeah.
Yeah. And then same with,
It's but yeah, go ahead, sorry.
I was gonna say, same if it's below 20, if it's below 10, I barely, you rarely ever see below 10, but if it's below 20, you know that it's gonna turn, that stock or that asset's gonna turn around really soon in the next few weeks. So it'd be a good time to buy.
By comparison to the VIX, I listened the other day, I was listening to Bloomberg, and the VIX was trading around below 15.
Yep.
And that's
It's
it's a
like 12.
volatility index, so it's pretty low.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, you can
stocks
pick
are,
it.
that's it's a good indication, at least, to get in if it's a more calm market. I don't, that's it's
Yeah, it's,
incredible.
you know, the VIX, it's tough. Like the VIX is really
Oh, there
wild,
you
man.
are.
It's a tough one to like play.
Yeah.
You know, you see like, here's, this is COVID, right? So you can see like, man, when if you had been long the VIX
Yeah.
when before COVID hit, you would have made a bundle of money, that's for sure. But it's you know, and that's like really, it's like, you know, this is probably 08, you know, it's 18, this is probably, one of these is 08, yeah, here's 08 over here, right? So you
Yeah.
see like these massive spikes is like whenever you see a market meltdown, you'll see massive spikes in the VIX.
In
But
the VIX, yeah.
it's difficult
That's
to predict,
interesting.
like,
I haven't played the regular markets for since 2017. I've really mostly just looked at the crypto market since 2017. When and just by comparison, 6 years ago in December, it was on its way up to the record. Bitcoin was on its up to way up to the record high. At that time it was 19,000 plus, but I'm going back to the VIX, and I remember, so Dustin, he's in Cayman's there with you, and a few years back he's like, yeah, let's play. We did. I played the for one time only. I played the VIX, and he's looked at the price of it. There's some stock or some indicator or whatever was playing the VIX, and it went
Yeah,
basically what you said, the opposite. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but
I
it
think it's
was
like UDXY. I
something
think
like
it's like
that. Yeah.
UDXY. That's it. So you can play the VIX through this. So this is it kind of mirrors or mimics the VIX. But interesting, like what I was doing when I was trading, you
Yeah.
can buy options. So you can buy call options on this.
Yeah.
And I bet you, like, if you look, well, maybe they're a little bit expensive, but it's kind of like a good hedge if you think that the market's, you know, if there's turmoil ahead, you can buy options or do an option spread using this, or just purchase it directly, right? And then you're kind of, you'll see some returns, but
Yeah, I was just interested. Like I never so since before that I never looked at the VIX. I
yeah,
heard
that's
about
such
it,
a
kind of I knew it was volatile, but I actually played the play on it. It's kind of a, you know, it's all of this stuff can be gambling at some point to some extent. But anyway, any last words on the do you have the Mac, maybe the Mac D that you were talking?
MSV.
Stochastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's all looking pretty like I think this is pretty normal. It's like you have to take all the indicators together, right? You can't really look at them individually. It's just like they all tell us together, they all tell a story, right? And then the most important is like, what is it trending? And it's trending up, right? I mean, you can draw trend lines and people like drawing trend lines, but for me, they're just fucking subjective. You know, it's like you can draw a trend line anywhere you want, but it's like, you know, you can make it work for whatever trend that you want. But it's like, all right, here it's, you know, it's been popping. The data tells the truth itself, right? It's hot. Bitcoin is hot right now. Let's see, there's no denying it. The last 3 months, you can just see like it's popping, right? So I think it's cooling down a little bit, and we'll see January if those spot ETFs get approved. We're in for a good bull run, would be my guess.
That's really interesting. That'll be interesting to see where that goes. So, and I'm not, and I think unlike the market, like regular markets, they always say it's always been built into that. I'm not so sure. I think there's some, there's probably a lot of people still on the sidelines. The traditional money folks are probably still on the sidelines. So that it could be different. I think there's a, I read something. I should have found the article on Ethereum. They're talking about an Ethereum ETF as well. I could be wrong, but maybe I may have
Yeah, I
misread
think
that.
there's a few that have applied. I can't remember. There's a couple of the, I think Wisdom Tree or whatever, a couple of those big ones have applied
Yep.
for an Ethereum
So more
ETF.
solid, you and I have talked about some of these, from my own history of, plays that have been around since 2017, 18, that might, Cardano, Gnosis. I mean, when those names come up, Stellar, when they come up, I'm like, I'm not pushing those stocks, but I'm just saying, or those coins. I'm just saying they've been around. Others have built on. Have you obviously more popular Chainlink. And Avalanche and Ripple and so forth, but some of those I don't call them mainstays. They've been around for a long time. Litecoin, right? You don't hear them in the mainstream news, but they're still out there.
And funny that you mentioned Ethereum. So maybe we could go. That's a good segue into the news here. So I'll pop this news article up. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong one, wrong one. Oh, this one. This is the one I wanted. There we go.
JP
Yeah. So JP
Morgan,
Morgan
Jamie
says.
Dimon. What's Jamie Dimon got to say
Yeah, I
today?
know. This is it. These guys, like, they're such hypocrites. Jamie Dimon comes out, crypto's worthless, useless, don't buy crypto. JP Morgan says Ethereum will likely outperform Bitcoin next year. They're just like,
I just don't get it.
get
It's
your
like,
story straight. Get your story straight, man. Don't
I
call
think
it.
their PR people have got their right. They're doing exactly that because they get both sides of the fence. They're sitting up,
Yeah,
they're
it's
not even on, they're
ridiculous.
on both
Yes, you're
sides of the
right. They're
fence.
playing to both people. You're right. But so it's funny. So they're saying, so next year they're. So Ethereum's coming out with a new improvement proposal. So that's what EIP means, Ethereum Improvement Proposal. So 4844. So it's essentially an upgrade to the network. And what they're doing is they're thinking, because I mean, the problem with Ethereum is that the fees, the gas fees to settle transactions on the chain are still really high. So what they're into, this new, which hilariously is called proto-dank sharding, DeFi degens. But so what is that? Dank sharding? Before it's the complex process of
Jeez.
splitting Ethereum to more. So it's they're essentially like grouping the data better on into blocks so it like gets more block space. So it's like it should, what they're saying is lower the Ethereum gas fees, which is much needed. That's one of the biggest I guess not barriers, but it's just like the biggest hurdles towards mainstream adoption of Ethereum specifically is the fees. So that's why you have these layer two networks like Arbitrum and stuff like the Optimism. Because they actually they bundle it better and bring it back on chain. But yeah, so that's exciting. I think I'm excited to see because I really like Ethereum and I think it's in terms of the total value that's locked on chain like TVL. So like all the money like you're talking about where is the money in crypto? It's in Bitcoin and it's in Ethereum. That's those are the
That's right.
biggest networks
That's
by
right.
far. So Ethereum, I say I'm excited to see, like, hopefully, if they can do something about the gas fees, I think Ethereum's gonna fly. It's gonna really rip it. But until they figure something out with that, it's still gonna be. But anyway, it's a good sign. So JP Morgan's saying
Oh,
that.
you go to this one because I saw that it popped up this morning for me. Hackers steal
Which one?
NFTs on the left there. I just
Oh,
as a
okay, yeah, which
curious,
one?
I saw that and I'm like, oh,
Yeah. worth from apes to art blocks and NFT trader exploit. NFT trader, okay, so this is just another, I'm assuming this is like an OpenSea, probably. I've never heard of it before, but it's probably some kind of auction site or something. Yeah, it's like, you know, it blows my mind, like, and I was reading about another exploit. I don't think it was OKX. It was another one that I was reading about.
Yeah, OKX was this week as well. They got hacked. OKX,
yeah, they got hacked.
Exchange.
But there was another one I was reading about, and it was like, they had upgraded the smart, I think it was OKX maybe. It was like they upgraded the smart contracts and then there was an exploit. But it's like, I don't understand. If I was OKX or like any major organization, like even for us, like, okay, we've got one audit done. We've got other people that have looked at it internally, externally.
Yeah.
Like if anytime we're doing an upgrade to smart contracts that has the ability for someone to hack our interface,
right,
spend the like 10 grand and get someone, or even 20 grand, 50 grand, whatever it is, and get it
yeah,
audited, right? Like, why would you? And then it's
find the
funny, like
flaws. Yeah, find the
Tech
flaws.
Shield,
Yeah, don't let
yeah, like
yeah.
they audited us and they're always like, you know, they're reasonably priced and they're always like the first to identify these exploits. So like, go hire Tech Shield, get them to look through your contracts, and then you avoid this shit. That's why, like, in my mind, I swear, like, some of these hacks are just like purposely staged. Like, you know, if it's like, okay, we had old smart contracts and we didn't get them audited, or that's like, you know, like, come on, like, get your head out of your ass, right? Like, you know, this is people's money that you're entrusted, or trusting you with their money, and you can't be bothered to spend like 10 grand, 20 grand to get an audit, so you lose millions of your customers' money. It's crazy. Anyway, sorry, that was my rant.
Okay,
but
so let's move on.
So,
let's see what other articles you have. Thank you for sharing that, because I mean, it only came up, and I saw it this morning. I got a push notification on my phone, and I didn't click on it.
Anyway,
okay.
So we got Ethereum Scalar. So Arbitrum, this was, you know, I heard about
Love
this
that.
As it was. So continuing on the Ethereum train, so Arbitrum is a layer two on the Ethereum network, which makes, I mean, basically they bring the fees
and
down
your
more.
X528 or your now swap across is built on. You've got your testing on
Ethereum and
Arbitrum.
Arbitrum,
Yeah.
So interesting, and what they're saying, they're blaming it on. I mean, it's always like, I think it's part of growing pains of crypto. And even I was chatting with some of the guys from, well, one of the guys that he's here in Cayman. He has a bunch of Thorchain nodes. I'm not sure if you ever heard of Thorchain before.
I
But
have not.
They're a really interesting network. They have like it's native asset swaps between chains. So like really cool what they're doing there at Thorchain. But he was even saying, like, you know, they're poised, like right now the network is like great, they're doing well, but you know, when they, with this next like influx of users, you know, the next say like 1 million or whatever, 100 million users are
right.
coming in, it's going to put strain on the networks and even like their network. And you know, they're trying to like gear up to handle that volume and that throughput, but I think it's just part of like the growing pains of the industry, right? And
sure.
as more, you know, you don't anticipate this, like, you know, traffic, because it happens in Web 2 too, you know, where like servers go down. Or reminds me of the Facebook movie, if you've ever seen that, the Social Network.
I just couldn't sit through it all. I just it wasn't fun.
Well, in the beginning, you know, when he does that, like, whatever, he hacks all those, like, you know, whatever websites for the student dorms. And then they're like, the Harvard network goes down because they have so much traffic and they didn't anticipate it, right? The network shuts off. So, I mean, it's like, it happens. It's just growing pains. It's part of any industry, right? But they resolved it. But it's funny. So what they're blaming it on is inscriptions, which I this is new to me. So this is like NFTs, but it's like NFTs for Bitcoin, because Bitcoin doesn't support smart contracts. It doesn't support
Oh,
NFTs.
right.
So they got like a workaround using inscriptions, and then I'm assuming it must use way more data. And now that they've brought it to, they started bringing it
slows
into
it
like
down.
Arbitrum.
Slows down the network.
Yeah,
or the chain, I guess.
You need to do some more research into these inscriptions, though. I was pretty curious, but anyway, so that's that one.
Well, that could be part. So, Mark, that's part of that education piece, right? Like, it's evolved to the point. A year ago, you know, or 2 years ago, 3 years ago. There's so much change, you know, like encryptions. That's new for me. You know, the words, the, you know, you know, staking. That's kind of new over the last 3 4 years. Like, we should go into deep dive and do a, you know, education piece, in which, you know, that's such an easy thing. And I told you over that, said, listen to the podcast last week, David Pacman from CoinFund, education. You know, the guy from The guy over at is it not PayPal? What was I talking? I listened to the podcast. Oh, and Robinhood, right? So he's the head of crypto at Robinhood, and they've got 100 and some odd million users, but very small portion of them actually invest in crypto. And so she asked him, the girl from TechCrunch, what is the most important for you? The aspect, he said education. So, you know, words like encryption, you and I can learn about it, but it, you know, we should share that. We should do some more of those podcasts, Mark, where we do just education. Crypto Mark is going to do some education.
Absolutely. And crypto Mark and crypto potato.
The crypto potato, you can potato. Poke a hole in it, but you never, yeah, you can put, was it? Go ahead, Marco.
Definitely. I think we should start those maybe one every alternating week. We could do like a educational one. But anyway, so moving on. So we got, this was an interesting one. Tech billionaires launch fund to create new libertarian society. So they've got a lot of crypto guys in here. Aiming to fund network states, so free from overbearing regulation. Oh, yeah. So it's like
the Balaji fund. That must be Balaji Srinivastava, because Balaji Srinivastava is on the cap table of so many companies.
Yeah,
let's read down, because I think that's there it is. Srinivastava.
Yeah.
So he is,
you're right, 100%.
He is in a lot.
He's gonna throw. I also just wanted to point out that Brian Armstrong has a great haircut. I really
I'm
like
gonna say,
I
he looks a lot
that.
Like you, or you look a lot like him.
So then, shout out to Brian Armstrong. Great haircut.
Haircut,
bro.
Or is that just a choice? Yeah. Is that a choice or a genetic?
No,
genetic
that's a nice. I like it. Anyway,
what's that video showing there? What's that video showing in the middle?
I don't know. Something on Vice.
Kind of massage. I know what you're doing, Mark. I don't know what websites you look at. But
this is a PG podcast, so let's scroll through.
Not a crypto website, Mark.
Vice magazine's happening. But that's why I saw here, Srinivan said he was going to, I'll be seen investing in every promising company, especially startup societies and network states. So that's why you probably see him in all these cap tables. That's very interesting. I'm curious to see.
We're
like,
gonna do, you know,
really...
that's Mark, that's what we're going to do. My one of my future is I'm going to look at, so it's Balaji Srinivasan. I'm going to look at his investments in crypto. I'm going to pick the top 10, the highest, whatever it is. I'm just going to pick 10 because his name has come up a lot this last couple of weeks. So.
Yeah, I love this concept though. I love what these guys are doing. Need to, so you can see here that he actually even wrote a book on the subject, published a free book online. Might try and give it a read, you know, when I got some free time. But very interesting. I love this concept. And like, you know, even with X528, that's what we kind of talked about, was like creating this new, like, you know, not revolutionary, but it's like, you know, like freedom from the machine society that, you know, it just gives people the control and power. That's why I love crypto and Bitcoin to begin with, and decentralized finance. But yeah, that's my DeFi plug. So let's continue on here quickly. Yep. Oh yeah, this was interesting. So again, so Ledger wallets.
Ledger, they've been
which is really concerning. I own a Ledger wallet, and like, man, these hackers are just getting like on another level. It's crazy. And again, you always wonder like, is it an inside job? Who knows? So a former employee's name and email address, he's a subject
showed
for
up in the
phishing
code.
Attack.
His name showed up in
and
the
like,
code.
So they actually gained access to change the programming, which was like mad in Ledger. But it's like, you know, how do you not have checks and balances on this? It's like craziness, man. You know, like, it's just crazy to me that it, like, anyway. Especially for Ledger, like, it's, you know, they had like they and that the hacker was like smart enough to get into this guy's thing, get into their code, get in, and then like push the code, get it like approved, which is another thing.
Push-ups? Wait, did you say push-ups?
push the code. Say push-ups?
Push the code.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, dangerous stuff, man. You know, you just like nothing's safe anymore. That's what it feels like. Crazy. Anyway, I don't want to take up too much time here, so I'm going to keep going.
That's a good article. No, that's a good one. I want to click on that. Actually, I want to go back to Srinivasan, that book, the online book, to see that. But
yeah, right. That's
good stuff today, Mark. Really good. You found some good gems.
Yeah,
hidden
good
crypto
article.
Gems.
Yeah, good news week. And then Jupiter. So if anyone uses Solana, so Jupiter is like it's a similar product.
A billion
Jupe for Solana DeFi users. Yeah, it's so Jupiter is like it's essentially X528, but well, now going to be swap across.
Yeah.
So swap across.
Essentially,
but,
that's us.
Yeah, Jupiter stands on. They're operating on Solana, So swap across, we will be connecting to Solana, but yeah. Anyway, so if you're a Solana lover, I know I'm in a couple group chats where people really love Solana, and I haven't really dived into it a lot myself, but I've heard a lot of good things about Solana. Anyway, sign up for Jupiter Airdrop. Everyone loves free money. Just
Cool.
point it out there. We'll share the link in the chat. Anyways, moving on. Continuing on with Solana. So this is
Another
a hot week.
Solana. Every
Another
time I think of
Solana week.
Solana, there's that song, Solana
Yeah.
Unana.
So I'm not sure if you've been hearing about Bonk.
Havana.
This Bonk, this craziness. This Bonk is like a Solana meme coin. It did 837% last week, I think.
Wow.
Gain. Yeah, madness.
Wow.
But it's funny. So like they teamed up with Solana. So Solana actually made their own smartphone, which I also didn't know. So they have a Solana phone. I know someone in like one of again my the group chats I'm in with people that love Solana, and someone actually got one of the phones because they were doing a Bonk airdrop. If you bought the phone, they were doing a, I think the phone was like 600 US or something, and then you could get a Bonk airdrop for like 500 bucks. So you essentially would only paid like 100 bucks for the phone.
Nice.
But what I heard, the feedback from the phone was like, meh. But I mean, it's like, if you
Man,
got the Bonk
I wonder
airdrop,
who
it's
they
pretty
must have
much.
partnered with somebody to build the phone. I mean, I'm sure that unless
Oh,
they, right? Like
yeah,
a white
maybe.
label. They probably
Yeah, for sure.
Samsung or
Yeah,
one of the
yeah, yeah.
majors and just got a white label done. I wonder. That'd be good to know about that one.
Cool idea. But yeah, you can see. So Solana dropped the price to 600, and I think you could get the Bonk airdrop for like 500 bucks. So it was like you basically paid
Yeah.
100 bucks for the phone. But interesting stuff. I mean, cool. I
Interesting.
like
Yeah.
interesting to see like this, now this bridging from like Web 2 to Web 3, right? Where they've got like, yeah, you got crypto, but now they're even making smartphones, kind of like Apple,
I'm
right?
telling you,
Crazy.
Mark. Well, okay, the next one of the news or the funding announcements I'm going to share a little bit later is speaks about using mobile phones for validation. It's incredible. They're now going down to mobile phones. So laptops and so forth, that's where the blockchain's been built on using the free bandwidth on laptops. Now they're going to phones. And I knew that there was something on this before, but this is incredible. So
Interesting.
it's not surprising these things, you're talking about phones and now bringing out phones, and this is
Yeah, exactly. Pretty cool. And then lastly,
Coinbase.
yeah, back on Coinbase.
Oh, there's
So
your there's your,
guy with a
there's
nice
you
haircut.
again. There's your brother, brother
Guy
Brian.
with a nice haircut. There he is.
It's a
Yeah.
haircut, Mark.
That's right, man. Brian Armstrong. Man
So
knows
what's
his way
happening?
around.
What's he challenging now?
Oh man, so crazy. Like SEC is just like bananas. I can't even understand. Like so coin because like Coinbase had asked them the SEC to provide clear and transparent regulations on crypto.
Yep.
So like they want to know like what is the regulations on crypto? We want to know so that we can like abide by it. Because the SEC was like jerking Coinbase around, even after they have, so like every, I mean, you have to understand like Coinbase is approved; they're legally allowed to trade publicly on the traditional markets. They're listed on the Nasdaq. Like you can
That's
go here,
right.
you can buy Coinbase stock, which is like you can buy it on the Nasdaq, and so the SEC approved that, and then they like 2 years later tried to repeal it. They were trying to come back and like put on this regulation. So Coinbase is like, hey, no, we just want to know like. Tell us what the like what are the rules to the game because you keep changing it, and the SEC denied it. They denied them access to like they said no, we're not going to give you that. And it's like hey, hold on, you want us to follow rules, but you won't tell us what the rules are. Like it's just like the SEC is just those guys just need to go. They just need to go and like put an axe to like everyone that's in the SEC right now. Get some new blood in and get people that like actually have a brain because I don't know what those guys are doing over there.
No, but this is the thing. I mean, this is back to the point of
Just like pathetic, man, honestly.
legislators aren't experts in that field. They need to rely more
No,
and
but
take
these
a
guys, like,
no.
they're all over the map. They just flip-flop like a beached whale, man. It's like it's insane. They just like get those guys out of there. Get someone that knows what they're doing in there. Because like those guys just have they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue what they're doing,
Fair
man. It's
enough.
scary that they're a regulating body and they don't have a clue what they're doing. Anyway, so yeah, the SEC, US Securities Commission denied a petition by Coinbase to clarify new crypto rules for digital assets industry. They're just asking them to like clarify what are the rules so that we can follow them. And the SEC said, no, we're not going to give you that. Like, it just like, man, if that's like gross incompetence, if I've ever seen it. Anyway, cool. That's enough of me bashing the SEC, but I think like it'll be a great victory for the, for crypto and the industry in general. When all those guys are gone, when all the SEC guys are gone, and
Well,
they
they're never
just
going to
like,
go, Mark. They're never going to go. It's the body that's set up of what, 1933.
I think
You
there's
know,
some
during.
petition. I saw there were some lawmakers that had petitions to get like Jerome, like all these guys out of power, right? That's just these guys have no clue what they're doing. It's like if you think about the SEC as like a CEO of a company, like how many times those guys have flopped and failed? Like how are they still running that company? You know, like who's approving those guys to be in power? So anyway, that's enough of my bashing the SEC. Clearly know my thoughts on them,
Let's
and
go into okay. So stop. Let's go into a few new
I'll share
funding
my
so we can
screen.
wrap this up with some funding announcements. Let me just still go here. All right, and I'm going to share my screen now, Mark.
Yeah,
All
absolutely.
right,
Anyway.
so I managed to put together a couple slides. If I could find those slides, we will be set. I need to go to the slides first, Mark, because you crypto potato you. I don't know what's happening here now. You throw me off, Mark.
Yep, that's all right.
I
You
need to
got your
find.
slides?
No, I can't find him. Some reason
What?
now.
No, lies.
No, anyway, slide. Flies. I need to get the flies. All
Yeah.
right, let's
Nice.
get it. Let's go now. Can you see? You're not seeing that yet.
Nope.
There we are. Okay. All right, so let's go to the slideshow. Okay. So these are the funding. This is what I found this week. As you know, just a caveat, these aren't all the funding announcements out there. These are just the ones I could find. So I want to go. That's the last one. Okay. So Lolly, adequately named Lolly,
Oh, yeah.
raised $8 million
Fun
in
name.
Series B. So a little bit. They're out of North Carolina, and
Yeah.
it's basically, I mean, you literally are
Oh.
just taking your rewards like Walmart or whatever, and giving Bitcoin or cash. So it's
Oh,
consumer rewards
interesting.
app. You got to see
Yep.
the cap table, Mark. And I just threw the three there, Serena
Yeah,
Williams and
Serena,
her.
Logan Paul, and Mr. Beast. How interesting.
So
Full
because
name.
they're involved, you know, they this is what you know, you and I
Interesting.
talked a little bit of influencers, and I think the Hourglass Collective, this is
Yep.
real. Like they're now, this is taking kind of some Web 2, but just what's going on, influencers and so forth. And when Serena Williams, Logan Paul, I mean, isn't Logan Paul part of the UFC as well, isn't he fighting as well?
He's part
Or is
of
it
the
his brother?
WWE, I think. That's what he's in, right? Yeah. This
Okay.
is
So
interesting.
this,
I just Googled their site here. Yeah. It's pretty
yep.
cool.
So that will be shared. Anyway, just like, wow, you've got who's who on the
Yep.
influencer world and sort of, you know, celebrity, and they're investing in a crypto. It's not a crypto per se, but they're giving Bitcoin. So you have to be tied into Bitcoin. And just the other day, I was at a Bitcoin machine at an ATM in a little shop, and I'm like, gosh, there it is. So Bitcoin is, you know, the price of Bitcoin, it's like they come out of the woodwork. People come out of the woodwork. So,
Yep, here's
but these
the
guys are Series B, they're quite far advanced. They must have a significant base of customers. I think something like 100,000 users
Oh,
already.
I just checked their website. They got 25,000 stores signed up. So they got
Okay.
Sephora, they got all kinds of Priceline,
So there you go.
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay. So the
They're
next one
decent.
is, you know, NodeKit. I mean, this is Iowa, a little small. I had to look this up, but it's Iowa. Little, you know, layer
Kids.
one Avalanche based,
Yeah.
and facilitates cross-chain rollups. It's more technical, but allow decentralized rollups to compete with centralized apps. So it's literally just another platform. This is pre-seed, mind you, and it's 1.2 million. So NodeKit out of Iowa, and it's just some coders are developing this
Yeah.
stuff, and they've got a base and figured this
Yep.
out.
I'm looking at their
Okay,
website right now. Very interesting. Yeah.
so this
Very
the next one's
cool.
called Hackless, and I was originally thinking not to look at it, but these guys are out of Ukraine, and you know, hats off to them. In the middle of a war, they're still building, and there's a lot of developers have been in former Soviet Union and Ukraine, Russia. They're everywhere in Belarus, pretty pop. But you look at these guys, and they're focused on blockchain security. And if you go to their website, they have a wallet rescue solution. So if you
I know, I'm looking
lose,
at it right now.
someone hacks your wallet, I'm like, this is pretty cool. I'm like, wow, DeFi, digital asset protection. That's what they offer, and they got funding. They didn't say how much, what level it was, whether it was seed or Series A. But hats off to the, you know, middle of a war, these guys are building something very important.
Yeah. Stake orders
Now.
and interesting,
Now, I
yeah.
mentioned earlier about the mobile using mobile apps. So these guys, real time out of Norway, They won some kind of a European, you know, Web3 Startup of the Year award. You go to their website, Mark, and the amount of applications using 5G mobile phones as validators for microtransactions. And they on their website, it says, or on the article here, zero transaction and gas fees.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
I think what it was multiple applications. And I'm talking, you know, even using QR codes, all on your phone. And it's you know, just this sort of this next level. White labeling,
Yeah, very interesting.
We'll do smart contracts for you. I wanted to get to their website. Let me just go to their website. I'm going to share.
I'm on it right now. Yeah, very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me share the website because I have it teed up somewhere. Let me just tee it up because I'm like, wow, these guys figured it out. Like,
yeah, launch your DeFi lending platform with a white label
let me
solution.
go.
X
So
physical card.
okay, so here we go. Let me go to, I'll just share that. I'll just stop you after this one. So there's real time. So yeah.
Very interesting.
They've gone, look at EKYC, currency exchange,
Yep.
QR codes.
No, I was looking at all this stuff. Yeah.
Phone mark. On the
PTP
phone.
joint accounts. Yeah, this is cool. I like this. I'm very interested. I would like to find out more. I might actually reach out to them and just see what's going on. See if
Article.
we can get a demo
You know,
or
the Solana
something.
phone. This is where it's going, Mark. This is where it's
Yeah.
going. And this, I think the funding came from, or they got support from, if you go to the article, led by the Research Council of Norway. So this isn't like some, there's nothing on here that says who the, you know, I haven't gotten to see who some of their other investors are, but you've gotten support, funding approval from the Research Council of Norway. So they've gone, you know, they've taken their oil and gas and they're really focused on, you know, a small little country. They've, you know, this is lending services, payment solutions, loyalty programs, super app, non-custodial wallets. I mean, this is where it's going, Mark. That phone you mentioned earlier with Solana phone, not surprising at all. Okay.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Now, I'm gonna stop there. There was an article on gaming. I might as well just let me share
yeah,
the
two
last
minutes.
one.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last article here was Gacha Monsters. And the reason,
ooh.
You and I had an offline discussion about gaming and crypto, right? What does it mean to have a game on crypto? Give me your version, because I think it matches very well with Gacha Monsters out of Japan. What does it mean to you, Mark, for Web3 gaming?
You know, I've never actually played a Web3 game. I just haven't had time. I should get into it, though. I like to check out Axie Infinity and stuff and like
Yeah.
Decentraland, but I mean, I know you can, like, some of them are P2E, and that's why and that means play to earn. So that's why
Yeah.
Axie Infinity got so big, because you can play the game and you can earn like their token, and you can trade in their token for real cash and stuff. But I've never actually like explored. Yeah, I've never actually played any blockchain games before. I got to
So
put it
this,
on my to-do list.
so you know, so there was something I heard a long time ago on a podcast way back when I first got into crypto, and it was they were talking about how, you know, they were talking. That's where I first about NFTs, non fungible tokens. He said if you play and you win skins or whatever on Fortnite, that can come across to another, you know, you can use those skins elsewhere. You can use the game, whatever you want on, it could go cross chains. These guys, I was looking for that in this Gacha Monsters. They raised 3 million seed. All I saw was they're doing, so the user experience or the experience crossed videos, anime, comics, merch, and Web3. So it's, I think that's kind of what you and I talked about a couple weeks ago when we talked about Binance, or that, Ronaldo getting fun, you know, he issued NFTs, but there was nothing else. These guys have a game.
I just want to point out we got less than a minute left, eh?
Yeah. But so this
but
is,
it's, gonna,
it's
yeah.
sort of, it's taking the on chain, off chain, everything else, merch, you know, and immersing that together versus just on chain. Because if I don't know what it's like to play a game online, but anyway, on a blockchain. So anyway, Mark, this has been a fun episode. We really packed today.
Yeah.
So,
down to the wire.
Let's we'll continue to see you next week.
Sounds good, buddy.
Good.
All right.
All right, Mark.
Have a good weekend.
Cheers.
Later, brother.